The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, text number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 22nd, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: He then started towards the north, treading the path which was accepted by his forefathers and great men, to devote himself completely to the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he lived in that way wherever he went.
The teaching from Vesha. So, one who goes to the northern side, it is to be understood, he never comes back. Northern side means the Arctic zone, covered with snow. So, this was known in Bhagavad age. Not only in Bhagavad age, about 1,000 years ago also, there is Kalidas's book, Kumar Sambhav, the birth of Kartikeya. In that book, the beginning is, Asti Uttarashardisi Himalaya Nama Nagadhiraja. Uttarashardisi, in the northern side, there is mountain which is covered with snow. Himalaya. Him means ice. Hima. Asti Uttarashardisi Himalaya Nama Nagadhiraja. On the northern side, there is a hill or a mountain which is always covered by snow. Although at the present moment, Himalaya, there is one mountain that is also called Himalaya, Mount Everest. But I think this Arctic zone was referred because it is said that the touching both sides water. Asti Uttarashandisi Himalaya Nama Nagadhiraja Toyonidhi Abhagajya. Toyonidhi. Toyonidhi means oceans. Both sides ocean. The Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. Abhagajya, touching. So, the Arctic zone was referred in many books, Vedic literature. It's not that it was unknown. Everything was known. The modern historians, they say like that. They say the Bhagavata was written about 5,000 years ago. They bring everything within the Christian era. Before that, there is no history, according to them. And that is not the fact. Anyway, Maharaj Yudhishthira went to the northern side. Gatapurvan Mahatmati. His old fathers, they are also Mahatmas. Formerly, the kings were not licentious drunkards. They are called Rishi, as good as great saintly person, Rajarshi. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita was taught to the saintly kings. The modern people, they say, why not this movement amongst the poorer class men? They do not know who is poor. Anyone who is poor in spiritual understanding, he is poor. By material opulence, one does not become rich. He is animal. By material opulence, one may be polished animal, but he is animal. One who is spiritually advanced, he is actually in knowledge. Because basic principle is spirit. Without spiritual knowledge, anything, any so-called knowledge, advancement of knowledge, is simply mistake. Just like if you, in calculating one mathematical sum, if you commit mistake anywhere, the whole thing is spoiled. Go on, you are making progress, but the real mistake was there, it will never tell you. The balance sheet will not come into being. So, the real mistake they are committing, dehātma buddhi, this body as self, that is the basic mistake of all education. Dasyātma buddhi kunapiti dhātma. Anyone who has accepted this body as self, dasyātma buddhi, kunapiti dhātma, this is a bag of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. And on this basis, sadhik kalatradishu, sadhi means thinking, my own man. Kalatradishu, kalatra means wife, and through wife, children, then other relationship. Sadhik kalatradishu, bhaumajyadhi, and the land in which one is born, that is worshipable. Nowadays nationalism. Nationalism means the land. In so many ways, the whole basic principle of education is wrong. Therefore, such persons who are making so-called progress on the basic principle of mistake. So, parabhavastava. They are simply being defeated. Because the basic principle is wrong. Parabhavastava abodhajat. Javanna jignasata atmatattvam. Atmatattvam, spirit, spiritual knowledge, one who hasn't got. So, whatever they are doing in the name of progress, they are all being defeated, that's all. It will never be successful. They will never be happy. There will be no peace and prosperity in the world because the basic principle is wrong. So, this here it is said, Mahatma Gata Purvang Mahatma Bhi. We have to follow great personalities for advancement of knowledge. Actually do. We accept authority, go to school, college, to learn something from the teacher, professor. But, unfortunately, the teachers, professors, they are all rascals. Therefore, we do not get proper education. Wrongly directed. They are changing. Changing is not knowledge. That is not knowledge. Just yesterday you were talking, some theosophist is changing his views. Formerly it was right, now it is wrong. That is not knowledge. Knowledge means what you accept as right, it must be accepted perpetually right. That is all. That is knowledge. It's like our principle. Krishna says, I am the Supreme, 5,000 years ago. So, Arjuna, who heard from Krishna, he also said, Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. He accepted. I am speaking of 5,000 years. Otherwise, perpetually, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratavaraham. Long, long ago, before speaking to Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita was spoken to the Sun God 40 millions of years ago. The same principle. And the Bhagavad Gita, I am speaking to you the same principle. Not that 40 millions of years have passed, that things have changed. No. Nothing has changed. The sun, 40 millions of years ago, used to rise from the eastern side, 40 or trillions of years. Still it is rising from the east. Can you make any new thing? Let it be, let the sun rise from the west. No, that is not possible. So knowledge means without any mistake. Anything without any mistake that is perpetually right. And anything based on mistaken idea, that will change. And you have to correct the mistake. The so-called modern scientists, they are simply correcting their mistake. Therefore they have no real knowledge. Nobody can have real knowledge because we are imperfect. Our senses are imperfect. That is our defect in the conditioned life. We have got four defects. We commit mistake. We become illusioned. Our senses are imperfect. And we cheat. Because our knowledge is imperfect, still we take the position of teacher. Therefore, we are cheater. Not teacher, but cheater. So the cheater society nowadays is the cheater society. And this modern world is a society of the cheater and the cheated. That's all. Somebody is cheating and somebody is being cheated. This is why. So how can we not cheat? That is, Mahatma Bhi, you have to follow the previous great acharyas, Mahatma. Just like Krishna is accepted. Krishna says, he is the Supreme Personality of God. Arjuna accepted, yes, Param Brahma Param Dhava, after hearing from him. Param Brahma. And then after Arjuna, disciple succession. Lord Chaitanya accepted, all the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality. Shastra says Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam. So, we have to follow this Mahajan. Otherwise we cannot get the right knowledge. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. We have to follow great authorities. So who are authorities that are mentioned in the Shastras? Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumaro, Kabilo, Mano, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Vali, Vaiyasaki, Vayam. Everything is there, Shastra. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj followed the principles as it was done by the previous Mahatma Bhi, great personalities, not only in his family, but also otherwise. Because knowledge is right knowledge. Is not different. 2 + 2 = 4. It is right in Europe, in America, in Asia, in white, in black, everywhere. It is 2. 2 + 2. You cannot make 2 + 2 = 5. That is not possible. That is truth. So, Riddhi Brahma Param Dhyayam. This is the principle. If you want to stop repetition of birth and death. This is our real problem. But people are so poor in knowledge, they do not know what is the problem. They are tackling some temporary problem. There is no petrol, there is no this, there is no that. Well, even petrol is there, but what about yourself? Are you going to live here forever? That is not problem. I am making arrangement for my sense gratification, very nicely. Skyscraper building and very nice car, very nice bank balance, everything, that's all right. But are you going to live permanently? What is the answer, my dear scientist? No answer. Just see, you construct a house with a hope that you shall live here. But if you are informed, oh, you are going to die tomorrow, will you take that responsibility? Constructing, spending millions of dollars, oh, I am going to die. That is natural. That is natural. So, before making nice arrangement for our living condition, first of all, make this condition sure that you are going to live, actually. You live comfortably. Is that guarantee? No, that is not guarantee. At any moment, you will be kicked out. Any moment. That is real problem. First of all, make yourself assured that you will not be kicked out. Just like even we enter an apartment, we make so many agreements with the landlord. This condition, that condition. What is the idea? That I may not be kicked out. I may not be kicked out tomorrow. The landlord may say, get out. This is the agreement you make. So what is the agreement for your living condition? Therefore, real problem is that we are coming, we are accepting one type of body, either in human society or animal society or tree society or dog society, accepting somebody. Karmanada even according to our karma. There's so many varieties of life. Why so many varieties are? What is the explanation? Just like there are so many varieties of apartment. So what is this means? You enter some apartment according to the payment you can provide. Therefore there are so many varieties of apartment. It's common sense after. Otherwise all apartments should have been the same, of the same size, same quality. No. There are different tenants, they pay differently, therefore there are different kinds of apartment. Similarly, this is also apartment. Dehinasminjathadehe. The spirit soul is within this apartment body. So according to karma, according to payment, one has got American body, one has got African body, one has got Indian body, one has got this body, that body, dog's body, cat's body, tree's body. This is karma. This is karma. This is our real problem. And this human life is specially meant for solving this problem, not the problem of the room. But they have forgotten this. They are so rascals, the real problem they have forgotten. Therefore here it is said, Dhyan, na avartate jatu gataha. We are trying to go to the moon planet. Is it sure that you will not die there? No. Before going there, I shall die. That is happy. Still we shall go. This is their proposal. Either you go to the moon planet or sun planet or any Venus planet, this planet, anywhere within this material world. Abrahma bhuvana loka. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. There are so many planets. The topmost planet is Brahma Loka, Brahma planet, where Lord Brahma lives. And you know the duration of life of Brahma. You cannot calculate his 1 12-hour day. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajyat brahma no vidu. This is the Brahma's 12 hours. That is Brahma law. You cannot calculate what is the duration of life there. But even if you go there, the problem death will be there. The problem of death will go. The problem which is here, just like the birth-death problem is within the ant society. Birth-death problem is there within the animal society. Birth-death problem is there in the human society. Similarly, birth-death problem is in the moon society or sun society or Brahmalok society, anywhere in this material. That is real problem. But what is my position? My position is that there is no death, no birth. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachi. The Bhagavad Gita. Teaching, Krishna teaching. The soul never takes birth, neither dies. Then what is this death? Then this is not death, this is changing of body. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Even if you take it is annihilation, yes. But the soul remains. Nitta sasatayam na hannate hannamane sarire. The people have no brain. Death, what is my problem? I am eternal. I have no business to accept so-called birth and death and disease and old age, but I am put under this condition. I have to die, I have to take birth, I have to become old, I have to accept disease. This is our real problem. But they have no information. They neglect this because they cannot make any solution. They think it is usual. We have to suffer. Just like an animal. An animal is going, is taken to the slaughterhouse, he knows that I have no means, I have to be slaughtered. He has no means. But for human society, this kind of ignorance is not good. To submit to the laws of nature against my principles, I do not die, the laws of nature is forcing me to die. I do not wish to be old man. The laws of nature are forcing me to become old man. So this can be avoided. And for avoiding this problem, this human form of life is there. But they do not care. They are thinking, advancing. What advancing? Advancing means this body, now you have got nice, beautiful American body, but by your work, if you are going to accept next life, dog's life, then what is the benefit of your activities? Because there is no guarantee that you will again get the American body. Even if you get the American body again, but there is no guarantee that you will be allowed to live. If you get the American body of a cow, you will be slaughtered. Even though you are American. So, this is the ignorance. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj has accepted Mahajana Jaina Gadasya Pantha to follow the footprints of great personality. That is advancement. Otherwise, degradation. Degradation. Now, the real solution is here, it is stated, Dhyan na avartita jasugataha. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita also. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhamam paramam mama. Tadhamam paramam. Dhamam means place. Krishna is the proprietor. Sarvaloko maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of all planets. So, every place belongs to him. Sarvalokamayasaram. But he has a supreme place. Tadhama paramam. Where you, if you go, you will never return. Jadgatyana nivartanta. That is Krishna loka. Goloka Vrindavan. If you go there, then you do not come back again. There are many confirmation in the Bhagavad Gita. Takta dehang punarjanma naiti, mameti kontya. My dear Kaunte, Arjuna. Janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva. If anyone knows what I am Krishna, my birth, janma. Krishna's janma, ajopi san abhyatma. He has no birth, but still he appears like taking birth. You can understand very easily. Just like every morning the sun is rising. It is not that a new sun is coming, the same sun of yesterday. And it is not that it was finished yesterday. The sun was existing there in the sky, but on different position of this planet I saw the sun is now set. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. If we have no birth and death, how Krishna has birth and death? That is not true. Therefore it is said, ajopi sanabhyatma bhutanam isharopisan. Although he has no birth and death, still he appears just like he has taken birth from Devaki's womb. It is just like the sun is rising from the eastern side. It does not mean that the eastern side has given birth to the sun. No. Sun is very big than the eastern side. But it appears like. Therefore Krishna said, janma karma me dibbam. Because there are many theologists, they say, why God shall take birth? That is their argument. That our answer is, why God shall not take birth? If he is omnipotent, then why you are minimizing his power, that he cannot take birth? He must take birth, if he likes. And, Ishara sarva-bhutanam nirdesha arjuna tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is staying within the heart of everyone. So, within the heart from everyone, if he can come out, oh, what is the difficulty for him from the within the womb of somebody he comes out? What is the difference between heart and womb? And Krishna entered within the womb of Maharaj Parikshit's mother to save Maharaj Parikshit. So Krishna can't do anything. Therefore, Kunti said that antarbahi, Krishna is within and without, still we cannot see. Krishna is within and without, both ways. But we cannot see either within or without. This is karma. This is karma. So, this is the problem, but that is not the problem for Krishna. But that is problem for us. Because we are very minute. Spark of Krishna, as the spark has the chance of being extinguished out of the fire. Similarly, being separated from Krishna, being entangled in this material energy, we have forgotten. Our, that spiritual quality, burning quality just like fire, that is now extinguished. It is not exactly extinguished, it almost extinguished, we have forgotten. But it can be again brought into the original position by fanning. That's like there is small fire in the charcoal. You fan it and it will gradually become a big fire. So this Krishna consciousness movement is fanning that spiritual spark to come into full consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.